And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And we're back at the Earshot 20 with our number two of the program, Brian Cleveland, flying solo with you this week, bringing you the top 20 albums across the nation, thanks to Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Port. If you don't know about Earshot, as I just mentioned, you can find it at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You also find specialty charts, reviews, and interviews, and loads more, so go check it out. If you're just tuning in the first hour of the program, we counted down from number 20 to number 10. We heard from Tops, The Wilderness of Manitoba, Elephant Stone, King Tuff, P.S. I Love You, Alt J, The Bar Brothers, Secret Son, Ty Siegel, and The Rural Alberta Advantage. And now we're going to bring you the top 10. In the first hour of the program, we also heard from Nick Wombolt from Vikings. Thanks so much, Nick, for chatting with us this week, and go check out their self-titled debut record, and hopefully it also makes its way into the charts, because I know it is charting in some places across the country, including our host station here in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM. We also heard from Stephen Carlick bringing us some music news in the first hour. He returns this hour and will give us a couple of more stories happening across the nation this week, as well as his song pick of the week. If you tuned in last week, it was our funding drive episode here at Local 107.3 FM. Thanks so much for everybody who called in during our program and throughout the week to their favorite programs on Local FM to pledge support to community radio in New Brunswick. And if you'd like to get a last minute donation in, you can always make a donation at localfm.ca by going to the donate tab, or just going straight to localfm.ca/donate. All right, we're going to jump right into the charts now. At number 10, you're going to hear from Rich O'Coin with What to Believe. You're going to hear 4-Bit 9D API plus E6 by Aphex Twin from Syro. At number 9, up from number 14. And at number 8, up from number 19, it's Electric Youth. You're going to hear Innocence.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Number 8.
that was Innocence by Electric Youth there at number 8, up from number 19 with the album Inner World. You also heard from Aphex Twin at number 9, up from number 14 with Syro. You heard a track called 4-Bit 9D API Plus E Plus 6. And you also heard What to Believe by Rich O'Coin at number 10. Down to number 4 is his latest, Ephemeral. And we're going to take a break from the charts once again to be rejoined by our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's going to give us some more music news happening this week, and he'll also let us know a track that he's listening to this week. We're going to jump into a story about another interesting music subscription trying to come up with an even more niche way to release music now that we're all so accustomed to the resurgence of vinyl and cassettes.
Yeah, so last week I talked about Polyvinyl's upcoming 7-inch series, which is kind of a cool throwback to the way labels would do it in the 90s. That was sort of a common thing. Nowadays, there are more interesting ways to consume music, and one of them is being done by Keep In Touch, which is a new music subscription that will be issuing monthly 7-inch audio postcards. Which is to say that you'll be getting old-fashioned snail mail once a month, and you'll be getting a flexi disc featuring artists like Cloud Nothings, Tops, The So-So Glows, Speedy Ortiz, Mutual Benefit, Ava Luna, Ricky Eats Acid, Intuit, Over It, and many others. The label also promises some super secret surprises. An announcement for the series explains that the 7-inch by 7-inch postcards feature a record pressed directly into a full-color image curated by that month's artist. They additionally will come with a download code so that you can listen to it in a more practical method. But there are only 450 subscriptions available, and it is something very cool, sort of picture flexi discs, which is something new as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen anything like that. You can read more about them, of course, on exclaim.ca and go to the link in case you want to subscribe.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, and hopefully they have Fragile marked on the front of them. Otherwise, people will get mad at Canada Post once again.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into some news from John Carpenter.
Yes, so Halloween just passed last Friday, and John Carpenter released a new song that day. It was called Vortex. In case you haven't heard it, it's at exclaim.ca. It's absolutely incredible. It's a great song. It's not my song pick of the week, unfortunately. But it did announce the fact that he will be coming out with a new album called Lost Themes. For those of you who don't know, John Carpenter has provided themes for such famous Halloween movies as the actual movie Halloween, Escape from New York, and others. Now he'll be collecting those which he hasn't released on an album titled Lost Themes, due for February 3rd through Sacred Bones. Carpenter was relatively mum about the project when it was announced earlier this fall at Beyond Fest in Los Angeles, but a press release now notes that the set was recently recorded at Carpenter's home with collaborators Cody Carpenter and film scorer Daniel Davies. Carpenter said in a statement, quote, Lost Themes was all about having fun. It can be both great and bad to score over images, which is what I'm used to. Here there were no pressures, no actors asking me what they're supposed to do, no crew waiting, no cutting room to go to, no release pending, it's just fun. He explained further that the plan was to make my music more complete and fuller because we had unlimited tracks. I wasn't dealing with just analog anymore. It's a brand new world, and there was nothing in any of our heads when we started other than to make it moody. So those of you who are big fans of film scores, we have a couple of those here at Exclaim, will undoubtedly find this exciting news. There will be 9 new tracks on the album, like I said, out on February 3rd. Very cool. Check it out at exclaim.ca.
All right, all very interesting. Thanks for keeping us in the loop on music news. And as you always mention, you can find the up-to-date news at exclaim.ca all the time. And I'll throw it to you, Stephen, one last time to let us know what you're listening to this week.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a big season for Warp, who have already put out albums by Aphex Twin, of course, Syro, and the latest from Flying Lotus, his incredible album. But another undersung artist who you might not have heard of but should pay equal attention to is Clark. He's just put out his first self-titled LP, and it's absolutely incredible, maybe one of my favorite records of the year so far. One of the best songs from it is a new single called Winter Lynn. I was telling somebody today, it sounds almost like fabric being fed through a synthesizer. It is somehow new and exciting and yet comforting at the same time. It's absolutely beautiful. Check it out right now on Earshot Radio. Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Run the Jewels, Jesse Ware, Devin Townsend, Hey Rosetta, At the Gates, Johnny Marr, Absolutely Free, Oh Susanna, Black Milk, and our annual gift guide. On the street and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Rolling!
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Six up from 29 into the program for the first time. It's the new record from Elliot Brood called Work and Love with a track called Each Other's Kids. Before that, we heard from Foxygen there at number 7, up from number 15 with their new Jag Jaguar record and Star Power. And we heard Mattress Warehouse. And before that, we heard from Stephen Karlik and his song Pick of the Week from Clark's new self-titled record. You heard Winter Lynn. We're going to keep on rolling here with the charts on the Earshot 20. We're going to hear from all kinds of great music in the next half an hour, as we have in the preceding hour and a half. We're going to hear from Sloan up next at number 5. They're up from number 7 from the record Commonwealth. Here's a track called Three Sisters.
Swing, put it all into perspective. Number 4.
You're tuned into the Year Shot 20. We're bringing you the top 20 albums charting across the nation, and we're into the top five. At number four, that was Flying Lotus with a track called Obligatory Cadence, and that is up one spot from the record You're Dead on Warp. And before that, at number five, up from number seven, it's Sloan. Their newest album is entitled Commonwealth, and you heard a track called Three Sisters. We are, of course, bringing you the top 20 albums charting nationally across Canada, thanks to Earshot, but they have a full list of the national top 50, and as we do every single week, we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of the albums debuting below the top 20 that might creep up into the program, and we call that segment...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Six debuts this week below the top 20, kicking off the Lowdown at number 49 this week is Cosmic Logic, the sixth album from San Francisco neo-psych husband and wife duo Peaking Lights. Up next at number 47 is the self-titled debut EP from Quado member Mike Dion's latest solo project, Fossil Cliffs. Melbourne, Australia's Gosling is the project of Helen Kroom, and her debut album, Harvest of Gold, finds a place in the charts at number 45. At number 42, Hungry Ghost is the fourth album from indie rockers OK Go, who take a more electronic approach on their new record. St. John's singer-songwriter Amelia Curran returns with her latest They Promised You Mercy at number 41. And closing out the lowdown this week at number 40 is Nika Rosa Danilova's fifth LP of dark experimental electropop as Zola Jesus, entitled Taiga. And we're going to jump back into the charts to bring you the top three, starting out at number three. Sitting still in that spot is the new Pornographers. Their newest record on Last Gang is entitled Brill Bruisers, and here is a track called You Tell Me Where.
Thank you.
into the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Number 1.
You're tuned into the Year Shot 20, and that wraps it up for us. One more week counting down the top 20 albums charting nationally on Earshot at earshot-online.com. You heard from Caribou at number one, a double shot of their record Our Love, with a track, the title track, kicking it off, and Second Chance rounding out the show. For that, you heard White is Red by Death from Above, 1979. Sitting Still at number two is The Physical World. And you heard from The New Pornographers at number three, also Sitting Still, is their latest, Brill Bruisers with You Tell Me Where. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to keep it locked right here for more fine community radio programming coming your way. The Earshot 20 will be back next week to give you a rundown of the top 20 albums across Canada.
Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.